And I think that just that flipped this switch in me where I was like, okay, fuck you. Watch this.
Yeah. You know what happened when good music and MMG get together, right? We get that money.
Millions, millions in the ceiling. 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 Shepherds, shepherds in the closet. 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 Millions, millions in the ceiling. 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 Shepherds, shepherds in the closet. 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 This that shit that y'all want it. This shit cook up hard, don't it? Y'all gotta beg my pardon on it. But this shit sound like God, don't it? Yeah, I'm tired, nigga. And y'all got to pay y'all tithes, nigga. Call my phantom the Holy Ghost. Church on chrome wheel ties, nigga. Pop tags when I'm paranoid, cause a pawn shop was my paradise. I was dead pop when the powder came for that not saved in that shoebox. Blue tops, blue tops. Bad bitch in that blue fox. This big face in Blu-ray and these black diamonds like boondocks. I restore the feeling of when niggas made a killing. Hiding choppers in the closet, half a million in the ceiling. And them hoes with angel faces crying loud with ill intentions. Just so I can buy them Christians, have them shit on all they bitches. Millions, millions in the ceiling. 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 Shepherds, shepherds in the closet. 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 Millions, millions in the ceiling. 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 Shepherds, shepherds in the closet. Shepherds, shepherds in the closet. Shepherds, shepherds in the closet. Shepherds, shepherds in the closet.
I'm haunted by horror stories. Wanna be homeowners. Horrible outcome. A dope boy got one motive. Cries when he convicted. Pride on every visit. I'm crying saying his name. Ride for all my niggas. Used to fiddle my finger till I found me a fortune. Finger fuck a Ferrari. Sound for friends early morning. Did drugs with Donatella. Versace my acapella. Never see me in Nemus. Niggas committing treason. Soft loafer preferred.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening to Jim and Them episode 849. Part 2. My name is Mike Steele. Oh, shit. Is Daredevil the one whose dad was a boxer and killed someone in the ring on accident?
Yes.
I am sitting in a room with two men whose Daredevil's father couldn't accidentally kill or even purposefully kill in a boxing ring because they're the two greatest boxers alive. I'm, of course, talking about Jeff Murphy.
Yo! I didn't know that Matt Murdock's dad was Bruce Willis from Pulp Fiction. Let's go. The 7 degrees of Daredevil, the goo that fell on Daredevil, leaked in the sewer, fell on the turtles, turned them into Ninja Turtles. It's a fact. It's true. A rock fact.
True.
It's true. This is also true. I have a Chinese stepsister, and she got stuck on a math problem. I'm just kidding. She's Asian or something, so she wouldn't get stuck. But I did fuck her. Yeah, that Chinese pussy is H-O-T-T-O-G-O. You know what I'm saying? Let's go. I don't know. I didn't do my homework. You know who does do their homework? My Chinese stepsister.
Sounds hot.
Yeah. Back to you.
Thank you so much.
She's legal.
Whoa. All right. Then. I'm in the room with another man who's absolutely invincible when he is in the ring with the elder Matt Murdock's father, Mr. Jim Scam.
Yo. Thank you so much for that fine intro. Get me in the ring with Jake Perry, though. I'm going to have to kill him in the ring. Call me Murderin' Matt Murdock. What the fuck was his boxing name?
I think it was it really?
Mad Dog Murdock?
Mad something? Let's see.
Daredevil.
Madman? Was it Madman? It was Mad something.
I need to know. Jack Murdock. Matt Murdock. What was his boxer name?
Jackhammer Jack Murdock?
It was just Jonathan Jack Murdock.
Huh. I thought they had
they didn't,
like,
call him like Daredevil because he was like Homer and just like eat punches or something.
They had like a silly old timey boxing name for him.
That's what I thought too. Whatever. That's Daredevil. This is real life. This is me boxing Jake Perry till he's dead in the ring.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You mean
in Minecraft?
Are you just talking about like to like a permanent end?
Yes, a permanent end, if you will. Welcome, everybody. This is part two. Did you know? Have you been seeing the all the Jennifer Aniston and Obama rumors going around?
That they're the one in the same.
That seems to be that they had an affair.
Whoa, what?
I was hoping for a one in the same.
That's a baffling.
But apparently, this is months old. But for some reason, in my feed, anyways, this is all a flutter. Everyone's talking about. There's a few things though. What would be the other phrase for woke then? Or there, I guess maybe the red pill
sleep.
The red, no, like,
oh, based.
Yeah, the based theory. The based theory on why this is becoming a thing right now is because too many people know that Barack Obama is actually gay.
Right.
And they're trying to prove that he's not gay.
That was good. I was going to say the most shocking thing about this whole thing is I didn't know Jennifer Aniston had a penis.
Exactly. They're saying there's rumors that Obama and Michael are getting a divorce.
Okay.
And for whatever reason, this Jennifer Aniston rumor is a smokescreen that they're drumming back up for some reason. And they're pointing back to this interview with Jimmy Kimmel from a couple months ago to prove that, like, the way she reacts to this, she's not a good enough actress to sell that the rumors are not true. But Mike, this is not in your blogosphere at all.
One, I've never heard of this, but two, I'm furious that you brought it up.
Dude, you got to talk about these. These are things that affect our world. Is Jennifer Aniston having sex with President Barack Obama?
Is Jennifer Aniston's affair with Obama a smokescreen for the base?
Well, because I mean, they're also apparently all his all Obama's old gay flings. They all ended up dead. Except for that one guy that had that video where he talked about that Obama gave him like crack cocaine in a limo.
Yeah,
and then,
the transsexual that had like two hand casts.
Yeah. But the other ones all ended up dead somehow.
Yeah, the other one like drowned in like 2 feet of water. His personal chef.
They know that they would know about this if it had happened.
Right.
And do you ever worry about that? Like, for instance, like, this is a magazine that came out a couple of weeks ago. In Touch said the truth about Jen and Barack.
That was of all the calls you get from your publicist where you're just like, oh no, what's it gonna be? Or the email saying, you know, some cheesy tabloid is gonna make up a story, and then it's that.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the responses I saw when someone posted a clip from this interview, which are kind of fair, and I kind of agree with it. It's like, it's kind of a shame that Jennifer Aniston clearly had weird work done, which makes her look weirder that she's older. Like, if she just let herself, like, have wrinkles, but maybe this could be Hollywood doesn't allow it, whatever, you know, it could be, I've watched The Substance, I'm hip, man.
Yeah.
it was my number one movie last year.
Yeah.
Spoiler.
Yeah, spoilers. But
I'm going to post my list on Letterboxd then, Jim.
No, not yet.
If we're just fucking throwing things out there.
You didn't need to confirm it. People might have thought I was just saying it offhand.
Oh, yeah. You love a homunculus. You and your homunculus movies.
But it's kind of a shame because I think she looks bizarre. And I think it's because she's getting older. I think it's because she had weird work that makes you age weird.
But different than most work. It looks like she got like some work thinking I'm just going to get a little bit.
Yes.
So parts of her face look older than other parts.
Yes. Not to be catty.
I don't mind.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
It's about time. She's always been untalented. It's about time her looks caught up to her.
I mean, she was a big hit on Friends.
She seems flustered, but she seems showed up to an interview drunk flustered, not
yes,
the truth has been revealed flustered.
That's funny. Yeah. Showed up to an interview drunk.
Yeah, the crone's wearing off. The dream.
Does your publicist ever go, like, is there any truth to this? Or is it...
No, that is absolutely untrue.
Well, I know it's not true. Yeah. I just don't know if everybody knows.
Well, it is untrue.
It is untrue. So the truth about Jen and Barack is that there is no truth.
There is no truth. Untrue.
You know Barack Obama.
I've met him once.
Met him once.
I know Michelle more.
It's not true.
What is there a truth about you and Michelle?
That we should know. That is not true.
So, knowing that, I want to run through some other stories.
You know what it seems like?
Yeah, that's like the quick thing on that, at least.
What it seems like is, like, she's aware of the dumb bigger picture because her publicist probably, like, made her aware. And so rather than having fun with it, she doesn't know how. She's like a person having to talk about a movie where she's not, like, allowed to reveal things about it.
Yes.
So she's, like, not sure what she can say, so she's just choosing to say nothing.
Well,
and it's coming across as, like, as evasive. But it's, like, evasive for a real reason, not a weird fake reason.
Her life is on the line. Michael gets a hold of her, in her grips, in his mitts.
Max Murder in the YouTube chat. This isn't Obama. It's Obamna. It's like Luke and Luke.
Obamna and Obamna and bigger Obamna.
Yeah.
3 weeks in a row, baby.
Yeah, there we go. But the thing with these now, like, when it's a rumor that is in, I mean, not that the magazine, I'm not saying the magazine's not a rag. But when it's in, like, a bigger magazine like this, I feel like there has to be some truth to it a little bit.
In Touch feels less like tabloid and more like rumor mill.
Yeah.
But, like, it still feels like it's a higher class of rumor mill.
Yes. Because even, like, National Enquirer, you know, they do have a decent, like, they have a lot of ridiculous stuff, but then they have some that are, like, pretty good track record. Or, like, TMZ. Usually TMZ has outlandish stuff, but it's, like, almost always true, kind of. So, I don't know, because there's so many times where I'm like, ah, that's ridiculous. And then, like, 6 months later, like, oh, yeah, no, that was all true. That was real.
Like, In Touch is what I see, like, when I'm waiting in line at Walgreens, not when it's, like, I have to, like, dig through the dredges of, like, newspapers or whatever.
And let me see. There's an article kind of talking about it. Last August, In Touch Post published an attention-grabbing cover with the headline, "The Truth About Jen and Barack." The cover claimed that Michelle Obama was betrayed and Barack Obama and Anderson were obsessed with each other. Inside the print magazine, the story was not published online. It was revealed that the rumor came from the popular celebrity gossip podcast Who Weekly. The goss is Michelle and Barack are living separate lives. And Barack is fucking Jennifer Aniston.
I mean,
I wasn't expecting a fucking.
Yeah,
that
right.
Kind of made my monocle fall in my champagne.
Here's the biggest problem: Jennifer Aniston is an X9 who's currently like a 7.5 because of her weird surgery.
Mm.
Barack's a 2 who becomes a 4 because he was the president. What world does that ever happen?
Well, in the world of like power and fame and politics,
again,
though.
His power and fame bumps him from 2 to 4. He's still like not even close.
No, but because it's not about the looks.
Wait,
though.
Are you saying when does a powerful man ever have a hot actress?
There's plenty of like ugly, powerful, rich and powerful dudes with like, you know, high class whores, Mike.
Yeah. I'm saying a 4 and a 7.5 have no business.
But you go to the fucking bank, there's some fucking Latina goth girl with a 400 pound fat Mexican guy. What are you talking about?
I just was having fun. My bad. My bad. I won't make any goofs.
You had a line.
I like Jeff always goes with the
hot goth Latina,
the goth Latina, and then the fat loser that's with her.
I'm trying to hold on to what I have.
Lindsay Weber said on her Patreon app, I wonder how many patrons that this fucking Lindsay Weber has.
I bet there's so many, like, what do they call themselves? Tea queens?
Yeah, they probably do. I've never heard that.
There's got to be so many tea queens with like fucking crazy Patreons.
The whole thing obviously could be made up, but that didn't stop In Touch from running with it. Oh, Weber clarified, well, the rumor came from, quote, reliable sources. 2014 satirical piece from The Economist resurfaced in which the writer uses Obama having an affair with Jennifer Aniston as a hypothetical example of what could happen if Americans viewed sex the way the French do. This has nothing to do with anything, but it was a weird coincidence.
This reads like a wrestling dirt sheet.
Yeah, no, these things are all trash. I mean, this is just the cut anyways. This is just some dumb blog.
I mean, the whole thing. This doesn't feel like the type of, like, again, it feels like a wrestling dirt sheet rumor, not a real thing.
That's what life is. Life now is just the dirt sheets.
Huh. You see Zack Ryder and Chelsea Green visited all six American parks.
Who's Chelsea Green?
Zack Ryder's wife.
Ah.
She's the current Intercontinental Women's Championship. Oh, no. U.S. Champion.
There's a women's Intercontinental?
They have a women's Intercontinental and a women's U.S.
Are you sure it wasn't a women's incontinence belt and it's made out of maxi pads?
Yeah, got their ass.
Incontinental?
For the Orlando parks, they did four parks one day, Jim. Zack Ryder himself, Matt Cardona, was gloating.
There's nothing to gloat about, though. That's just kind of like, oh, you kind of wasted.
We're gloating like having fun. Like, hey, check it out. We did four parks one day.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. But I thought you meant they did all six parks.
Well, they did. They did two Disney parks, and then the next week they did all four Orlando parks.
Oh, I thought you meant they did them all in one day. Like they did, because people have done that where it's like
fly across.
Yeah, then you fly. Like
they're just they're celebrating
the four parks. No, that I get, because I feel like if you're doing the six parks, I get it as a flex, but like, what are you gloating? You walked in a park, walked out, and they went to another park.
To celebrate Chelsea's championship belt, they went to all six parks.
Okay, that makes more sense. Let's see.
I didn't know Chelsea Handler was wrestling.
Yeah.
Boom.
In the past few days, conservative women have really taken to the rumor. Meghan McCain brought up talk of the Obamas splitting up on her podcast, while Jessica Reed Cross added fuel to the Innista rumor on her wildly popular Substack. Just yesterday, Megyn Kelly read Cross's post verbatim on her YouTube show.
Oh, then this is just classic dumb political one side hates the other nonsense.
Yeah. It is, but I still feel like, again, like it like the conservatives scooped it up, but it feels like it just started coming out. Like at the very least, even if it's not he's fucking Jennifer Aniston, but this is probably true for most political marriages. They're probably on the outs. Like it's the whole like we're on the outs, but like hey, for our facade or whatever, we have to show up together at these events. Like people say the same thing about Trump and Melania.
Well, yeah, but look at them. They look like a couple that should be on the outs.
I mean, but they look more together than I see like Michael and Barack.
Yeah, the thing with Michael is, I think this
Big
is
Mike?
This is a smart move, because what's a better girl boss move than like, you know, I broke up with Barack because he things weren't working out. Now I'm going to be president, and I'm the single girl boss. And
but that's not going to work for president. Those stunts.
I'm dating Jennifer Aniston.
Maybe those stunts work in the movies. The stunts don't work in like real life.
Yeah.
Where you're like, oh, I broke up with my ex husband who was the president. Now I'm going to be president.
Yeah, maybe in pictures, Jeff. Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. I just think it's funny because they're all just fucking and sucking each other. Mm. Just having a good old time. Fucking just sucking on the president's hog for a little while.
No diddy, Jim. No diddy.
Obama getting a little of the Rachel here and there.
Obama, yeah, he has a bob on his dick.
Obama, no, he didn't.
Ooh, Obama cut my dick off.
And then real quick, because I saw this dumb Kimmel clip, although I hope this doesn't get us taken down, but it reminded me of...
Remember when we didn't have to worry about that? Remember when we could just do whatever we wanted and no one gave a shit?
It's an AI video of Jimmy Kimmel having sex. We're like, I don't know if this will take us down.
It reminded me of our Fallon... Well, at least I can't speak for you guys, but one of my favorite Fallon bits is Go On Git. Remember Go On Git?
I remember Go On Git.
I was like, you know what? We haven't...
But you liked that ironically.
We haven't partaked in a go. Well, I mean, everything we like, we really hate.
Did you say an Obama's hotter than Trump? I don't think so.
Yeah, he's probably.
I mean, neither
than
of
Trump.
Them are good looking, but yeah, Trump looks like a fucking monster.
I mean, with
he's got the power though.
He's a big fat old gross mess.
I was gonna say you're not gonna talk to a body guy like Mike and get Trump over any day of the week.
Well, no, Jeff just sounds crazy.
No. But Trump's like a unique specimen. Like his body type stature.
I mean, Trump used to be an 80s handsome guy.
Yeah.
But, like, I mean, he's a 70-something-year-old fat man now.
Yeah, he's a fat old loser.
So you think Obama's hotter than Trump? On record.
Neither of them are good-looking, as they're both old, ugly men. But
Trump,
sure, yeah.
I mean, but Obama's a younger guy, yeah, so he's gonna win.
Inherently. Okay. And Trump...
We'll have to see Obama at 80.
Yeah, I mean, But if he's already probably not going to be like as fat as yeah. Trump.
He'll be like a girl by then.
He'll age more gracefully.
But anyways, we're trying to talk about Go On Get, Jeff.
Go On Get.
It's our favorite Jimmy Fallon.
You had that as a sounder for a while.
Well, it still plays when something happens on Twitch. I forget which one.
Get.
Oh, there's... Okay.
Say goodbye to you right now. It's time for Go On Get. Go on, get.
It's been a while since we had a go on get.
It's been a while since we've had Fallon.
Oof.
Go on get! Windshield wiper controls being different in every car. The one car twisting the knob activates the wipers, and another turns on the high beams. I'm trying to drive in the rain, not play a high stakes game of bop it. Push it, twist it, flick it, pull it, and go on get it.
So
I've never had it be different ever.
If you didn't know what go on get is, he just brings up something and he says, you know, go on get.
It reminds me of like.
It reminds me of. Fuck, what's we always quote it, the Sherry O'Terry SNL sketch.
Oh, Simmer Down Now.
Yeah,
oh.
Simmer Down Now. Simmer Down Now.
Well, and it's Peter Griffin's fake show of what grinds his gears. Well,
it feels like what a stand-up comedian who's popular like from 2002 to 2008
yes.
could like hang their hat on like a, oh, I close every show with 10 minutes of this. Mm. It feels like that.
Yeah, it's Jeff like Foxworthy. Jeff Foxworthy.
Foxworthy
yeah,
or Ingvall.
You might be a go
or,
on and get.
You might be a redneck, or here's your sign, or like just like one of those yeah. like.
So it's just classic comedy,
or
timeless.
Even like what's that? The fucking the Jewish guy that like holds up the easel and draws pictures and
Zach Galifianakis.
Who's that?
Oh,
fuck, Desmond what's his Chedberg. Name? He's just like really low key. Chedberg. He doesn't have any energy. He's just like a Jewish guy.
I don't know. He holds up easels and he draws
pictures?
Well,
he has like an easel where
Dimitri
he draws
Martin.
Dimitri Martin.
But
Dimitri
really
Martin's whole thing. Well, just like he had a period of time where he had like he closed his bit with like, here's pictures that like my comedy is about the picture. And like he just uses that. But like it just like that's the thing. Everyone had like a gimmick like that. And this feels like that.
Yeah, we need this back. We need more catchphrases and shit.
Yeah, let's hear more. I need to hear what go on again.
Yeah. what things in your life? Let's work this out naturally here. What would you say go on get to?
You know what, you know what, McDonald's?
Oh, that's a great go on get.
Suddenly the McDouble is no longer buy one, get one for a dollar, and you got the McValue menu, and I gotta choose the double cheeseburger.
The double cheeseburger.
And it costs
20 cents more.
And it costs 42 cents more in my total. Go on.
Go on get.
It almost cost $6 now instead of $5.35. Go on get.
I think I have a sounder to get. Let me find it.
Yeah, you do.
Well, no, but yeah, actually, but that's real talk, by the way.
Yeah, it's
because
annoying.
Mike and I have been proponents of the McDouble buy one get one for a dollar. It was like secret.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
It was secret in the app
because it was the
it
you
didn't tell
could,
you to the end.
You could pair it with one of your deals.
Yeah, you could stack it,
and that was the move. Is like you get those two,
and they hurt us.
Then you use the deals to get your fries, and then you if you want the drink, you buy the drink for cheap, and it's like boom, I got a combo.
They tricked you because you could still do that, but now it's a double cheese. Well,
but it also costs more.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah. I'm saying they tricked us.
Yeah,
they're fucking you.
They made a menu that they called the value menu, but actually, there's less value.
There's less value. You don't have because it's like yeah. Yeah, you didn't have to yuck my yum. Like you could do the double cheeseburger and advertise it, but you don't have to take away the fucking buy one get one for a dollar in the McDouble.
Yum brands yucked your yum.
I just got owned by Yum. Get.
Whoops, sorry. So go on get. That's a good one.
What are you gonna go on and get, Jeff?
Well, go on and get. I reckon. The other day, I was driving my buddy's car, and I couldn't figure out what side my gas can was on.
Yeah, there you go.
Why are they on different sides?
There's a little arrow. It tells you which side.
No, I know. I couldn't think of a thing.
Oh, okay. Who's on the line?
Who's on the line?
Yo, fuck McDonald's, bro.
Yeah, you're right.
Hell
absolutely.
Yeah.
I love McDonald's. I used to have the coupon. It was like free large fry if you spend $2. Now I got a $2 large fry coupon, bro. They fucked up my whole deal.
Well, dude, we used to have a medium.
Yeah.
Well, we used to have every day there was a $1 large fry. Then they changed it to spend a dollar and you get a medium fry. Now we sometimes have a spend a dollar
sometimes
medium
it's
fry.
Not there.
Well, I had they had the Knights score in the first period fry this week.
Yeah, they still have that, but that's why they took away our everyday medium, because sometimes we have the Knights score a goal in the first period fry.
Fucking horse shit.
Exactly, bro. They're fucking greedy, bro.
Yeah.
You know what we say to them?
Go on, get.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, go great on, call.
Yeah, you did do a great call.
You know what?
Hey, in the comments below, come on here, go on, get. In your top five Corey Dream.
Thanks for the call, man.
You know what?
No problem.
You know what, Disney Plus? You release a show that has three good episodes, and then the rest is always dog shit. Whether it's Star Wars or Marvel, every single season, three good shows or episodes, and the rest is dog shit. Go on, get.
You know, I think Netflix, you know what? Netflix is raising their prices again. You know what I have to say
to
Netflix?
Wait, what voice are you talking in right now?
Streaming networks like Netflix. Netflix and chill. Netflix and...
More like Netflix and bills.
Netflix and raising their prices again.
Netflix raising bills.
Why don't you get...
Well, I reckon sometimes I feel like a fraud, you know? Yeah. Sometimes it feels like I'm watching someone else's life pass by. And that I say, that's going to go on and get.
All right, what other ones has he got? Okay, this was during Christmas time.
Go on, get. Push doors with handles. Who designed you? The Riddler? I just made a fool of myself at this Cracker Barrel, so now I gotta make a performative
Jumbo
loop
shrimp.
Straight so everyone doesn't think I'm a complete moron. You're pulling my leg and
like,
pushing my buttons,
Friday
so
they
get
got
on
going out here.
I mean, go on, get.
Where's the masturbating bear when you need him?
Yeah. I think you mean hashtag panda.
What's he doing?
Go on, get. People who say, oh, we've actually met before. Way to make it weird. Obviously, I didn't remember your name. I would have said, good to see you again, Brent. Oh, your name's Michael? Well, guess what? I already forgot it again. So next time I say nice to meet you, you say nice to meet you too. Or you can go on and whatever your name is again. Oh, yeah. Get.
A little wordy on that one.
Yeah, he did the...
It's almost good.
Jim. Okay. I'm going to say something, and you're going to play it because we have a new audience.
Uh-oh.
That read like the final joke of somebody's Google history.
Ooh.
That's how that joke read, because you know how like how the progression is like, here's a joke, here's an overly wordy joke.
Can't believe we lost this video too. We used to have a commentary of this.
I keep forgetting that there are people that don't know.
Yeah, a lot of people say stand-up is dead. History?
But they haven't seen Australian stand-up.
Sorry, I just don't hear that.
Someone say they wanted to hear my dad's Google history? Dad's Google history.
Dad's Google history.
What is the name of the woman? Dad's Google history.
It's my dad's Google history.
Demi Lardner age.
What's her name?
Are there birds? That's Google history. He's a million years old. Can you please tell me if there is a new Mitre 10? Thank you. It's Bloody Dad's Google History.
And that's the Dad's Google History, everybody.
Let it play.
No, I can't do it.
Let it play. want it now.
There was one year where we were so obsessed with how bad that was. We went to Japan.
Yeah, and we were just quoting Dad's Google History the whole time.
Me and Jeff were in one room. And the person in the room next to us had to bang on the wall because we were just like jumping on the bed, like being like, hey, Dad, Google. I'm out of there.
What is the man?
Go on, get thin, wispy Christmas tree branches. What the heck kind of ornament am I supposed to hang on you? A helium balloon? Plus, your wimpy little needles fall out everywhere, and now it looks like the Grinch was manscaping in my living room.
Ooh.
My dad. Go on, get.
Yeah, good joke to break on.
Yeah, he says break in.
Why isn't there a White History Month?
Go on, get.
Go on, get Joe Biden. Can't even walk upstairs.
I'll base Jimmy Fallon.
Damn, I mean, this is a 4-minute video. It takes forever, and they've only done like 3 fucking go on gets.
I didn't even know that Mr. Rogers King was the announcer.
Jim complaining about my boy Jimmy Fallon. A go on get.
A go on a get.
Go on get different kinds of sneezes. We have one national anthem, and we should have one national sneeze. I don't need to hear the hold it in till maybe no one will notice sneeze, or that big old scream sneeze that sends people hiding under their desks. And don't get me started on the multiple sneezes. You get 2 blushes, and then you're dead to me.
You know what's good about this? I just realized the title has preview of the jokes. It's like, go yes. on, get thin different Christmas branches yeah. and different sneezes.
Wait, yeah. what?
Because I was like, well, yeah, that was the highlight joke, apparently.
Why did they name the 2 worst ones?
Go on, get classic different I sneezes. Chew,
or you can, I get.
Woo! Go on, get.
It's hard to see him go, but glad I got that out of my system. Stick around. We'll be right back with John Mulaney, everybody.
They wrote 4 go-on gets and then stretched it out to a segment.
Yeah, they just, I mean.
Don't they have fucking wasting time with James Larson to watch?
Go on, get Chicago Johnny. Where are you at? Where you
go
live?
Go on, get what part of Vegas you were in.
Go on, get where the hell do you live, Johnny?
Jim and them supposed to be talking about Corey Feldman, and now they're just trying to dox some stranger.
Go on, get if you can't get Johnny Delco or Johnny Chicago's phone number for me.
So yeah, there you go. That's just one of our favorite Jimmy Fallon bits. Go on, get.
It's nice to know that Go on, get is alive. I won't call it alive and well. But I will call it alive.
Yeah, it's alive. It's still kicking.
Yeah.
Still kicking out there. It didn't get put on the ventilators with the rest of the COVID heads.
You know what Go on Get is? It's when people that meet one of us three and then meet us again recently, and then we tell them we're still doing the show, and they go, oh, really? You're still doing that, huh?
Oh, Go on Get, yeah.
That's what Go on Get is. Yeah. It's like, oh, we're still doing that, huh?
Oh, yeah. Jumbo shrimp. Go on and get.
I like when you go. I mean, I've been there, but when you go to talk and you're like, oh, fuck, I don't have anything.
Yeah. I was trying to think of another thing like jumbo
Sometimes
shrimp.
Sometimes you go to talk and you're like, I'll have it. And a lot of times you go to talk and you're like, fuck, I didn't even have that. Yeah,
it's the one time everyone stops to listen to what you're about to say. Yeah. You're like, jumbo shrimp.
I guess I'll just say jumbo shrimp again.
Yeah, I had last weekend. I had my niece and nephew, Estelle and Max, came and stayed over my house.
How old are they now?
Max
is like really old now, right?
Yeah, Max is like 10 or 11, because Estelle's like 13.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, Estelle's the older one.
Yeah, Estelle's like 13. Max is like 10 or 11.
Do they like the Rizzler? I forget.
They know who the Rizzler is. Well, initially when I was like, "Oh, do you like the Rizzler?" Like they didn't know who I was talking about. But when I showed them, they're like, oh, yeah, we know. Because when you're kids, you just look at stuff.
Sure.
Like, you don't, like, they don't like him enough to follow him.
It's
but
like when you
ask
me about the wrestler, and I'm like, show me what he looks like.
Where you're like,
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? No, I was like, Kai Sinat, I show speed. Yeah.
You start doing the like the jump dance.
Yeah, I'm trying to. Yeah, I'm like,
yeah. Nay, 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 nay.
What's funny, though, is because Max is like a little shit in like the best ways, like in the ways of like I was a little shit when I was a
little
kid.
Stinker like Bugs Bunny.
But also there's nothing like in a well, there's a few things that happened. In some ways, I realized like, oh, yeah, like I'm not really an adult. Like I'm not really an adult because like when you have little kids come over your house and they think your house is so cool, you're like, oh, shit, that's because I have like toys and video games and shit.
It's less that you're an adult. It's more like, oh, I don't have kids.
Yeah.
Because everyone I know that doesn't have kids is way cooler than the people that do have kids.
But I don't know. I mean, I still have friends, though. I have friends like Brian and other stuff where like, they're not going to be like, they're not going to have the stuff that I have.
But Brian's the most boring person you know.
He's not, but I feel like you're forgetting there's like a whole wide world of Brians out there. There's a lot of those people out there.
I'm saying modern Brian.
Yeah. But I just mean like, but they're the norm. So like, I guess I'm just saying I'm not a normie.
Sure.
So it's like when kids come over and they're like, oh, like, because, you know, I have...
Spike from Gremlins.
Yeah, exactly. Like I...
Oh my God! Is that the angel doll from the episode where he turns into a doll and they do a musical?
Is that like on
a
one
Gino
hand?
Pillow?
I mean, because on one hand it feels cool, but on another hand it's like, oh shit, oh man, what am I doing? What am I doing with my life?
Nah.
And then on the other side of it is being that I'm like, oh, you know, I don't play video games as much as say like Mike or whatever. Like I'm not a gamer, but I play video games. I would fancy myself like I could pick up a game and play it. But, and I would never think I'd be like when I was a kid and my parents would try to play games and they didn't know how to play them.
Yeah.
But you know what will put you in that mode no matter what?
Oh, talking to a little kid about YouTube?
No, playing VR with them, except not a regular, like, good VR game.
Oh, like the trash VR.
Playing, like, the games that kids think are cool.
Like Roblox style stuff.
No, this one was called, Animal Kingdom? Not Animal Kingdom. What the fuck's it called? Hold on. Or Animal? What the fuck was the name of the game?
There's a whole world of like trash PC
Animal
games.
Company. Animal, because in these games, because you know how like usually you're like, oh, how are they going to figure out? Most games you're like, oh, how do they figure out moving in the game? Because a lot of games it's like you point at things and then it like you kind of teleport. Or sometimes you can turn on the controls, but it can throw you off a bit.
Or they make you're in the cockpit of something so that it feels more natural.
But in Animal Company, you're a gorilla, so you're walking on your hands.
Okay.
But it takes a while. Like, I felt like the old guy with a controller that doesn't, because there's like a technique to it, because you have to like kind of have a rhythm of like almost swimming, but like you're walking.
Yeah,
and then,
like rotating
but you
your
also,
legs.
But you're also pushing down.
Sure.
Because I'm looking at him and he's like hopping, like flying high in the sky. And I'm like, how the fuck are you doing that? And he's like, you got to move your arms like this. And I'm like trying to do it, and I feel like a retard.
Did
like,
you play
I can't...
Iron Man VR?
No.
So Iron Man VR, when you fly, like you know how Iron Man literally uses his hands?
Yeah.
Like they made you do that, and it's like it took a second where I'm like, oh, shit, I'm like actually having to do this. And then like if I want to shoot something, I have to compensate with one hand or whatever. Feels like, yeah, it's like this like... Like learning how to walk in
kind
a new
of.
Way.
But there's different techniques because some people are just doing like fast ones. But even when I was doing it fast, there's like a technique to it where I wasn't always moving the way other kids were.
Right.
It was so funny because he brought his MetaQuest 2 and I have a MetaQuest 3. So we're just both downstairs, both on VR,
just
but like
gorillas.
In the VR. But when you first go in the lobby, it's all other little kids and they're all saying the N-word.
Nice.
And they're like immediately, dude, they're all just saying
like
the
N-word. Like that video I sent?
Which one?
Where the guys jump in that party and they're like, wait, is your party open? And the little kid just goes, hey, I'm a little kid. N-word.
It basically was that, but it was kind of fun because I just like to pretend where I'll be like... I'm a mod. Like, stops. Don't say that. I was telling people I was a mod.
Oh, you're pretending you're hanging out with Endman.
Basically, yeah. Because he kept being like, no, let's join this private server. And I'd be like, no, let's hang out and like
with the kids.
Mess with these dumb kids.
Yeah.
Because everyone's yelling and they're all yelling the N word. They're all talking about raping each other.
Well, that's classic gaming. Then.
It
that's
is
awesome.
Classic gaming. Yeah, that's it's like alive and well, dude.
Like, so that you're like, I want the old stuff.
Classic Gaming is alive and well for sure. And I'm asking if they have bank accounts. I'm like, well, you don't even have a bank account. You can't say that word if you don't have a bank account.
Yeah, it's like a VR world where like you upload yourself and like people put themselves in avatar or whatever. You're putting yourself in like a COD lobby and like you get tear rolling down your face. Like, oh my God, they're all saying the N-word and the F-slur.
Well, it was so funny because then he had me join another game. What the fuck was this other game called? But all it was, you weren't an ape in this one, but you're still walking on your fucking hands. I'm like, all these games, you're walking on your hands because they're like, ah, how the fuck do we have movement in this VR game? All right. Because you're just like a blocky Roblox-looking character walking on your hands, and they're all buying skins and shit, so like they're just saying the N-word but wearing like Squid Game outfits and stuff like that.
That's awesome. Jesus Christ. That sounds fun.
It was pretty. It was kind of fun. The other game was called Big Scary.
The other game was called Hand Walker.
They're all the derivative cheap PC games that someone can just like self-publish.
Yeah, Animal Company and Big Scary. But all the little kids love it because obviously
they're used to Roblox, and Roblox did the smartest thing in the world and said, hey, our games look like shit, but it doesn't matter. And they've normalized that to where kids can just download PC garbage and they're like, it's super normal to them.
But also, I think part of it too is because they're all young kids and they don't have money. Yeah. And these games are usually just free.
That's what I'm saying. It's free to play stuff that they're used to the idea of like what things can look like. But also, if it's free, like, hell yeah.
Yeah, no, exactly. Because you could just fuck around and just run around in this stupid world. And they have weird, creepy things. Like, it is essentially...
They have to have Bendy or whatever, isn't it, right?
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. Yeah, they have, like, there's a fish... Actually, what was that fish you mentioned earlier?
Fish.
Like, the angler fish or whatever?
Oh, yeah, an angler
like,
fish.
Like, they have one, like it's basically you go in the dark area and you could see it in the distance. Or they basically have, like, a red light, green light area. If you're walking through the area and it becomes, like, red tinged, you have to freeze. Uh-huh. And if you move a little bit... Like, you basically get killed. There's a big fucking Bigfoot guy walking around.
Scary face.
Yeah, it all basically kind of looks like shit, but it is kind of spooky. But then he's telling me shit like, he is making fun of me because I can't move in the game.
He's like, yeah, you haven't even said the N-word yet, Uncle Jim. Yeah, you loser.
He was definitely talking about Skibbity Riz and Goonin in Ohio.
Okay, good.
And
what is Goonin in Ohio?
You wouldn't
it's
get
basically
it.
All little kids talk about. Gooning is just jerking off all the time.
Yeah, but what's gooning in Ohio?
Ohio is just it's funny to say Ohio.
They just laugh at it being Ohio, basically.
Yeah, only in Ohio. Oh, I gooned in Ohio. Yeah, Mr. Guno's side died in Ohio.
We're arguing over who's him, like whether I'm him or he's him.
Oh yeah,
like I am him.
I'm or him.
Like
him
and you're not him.
You're both in a free to play VR game. I don't think either you or him.
Have you hit him with? I don't know if he hit you with. I'm Himothy.
Oh, he didn't hit me with that.
Oh, there
no.
you go. Yeah,
it was definitely you're not Skibbity Riz. You're not Goon in Ohio. I'm him. You're not him.
Yeah.
A lot of that shit. But then he's trying to trade
me. Max?
He's like, well, what if like I left my MetaQuest 2 here and then I had your MetaQuest 3 for a while?
Oh,
and I'm no fucking way. No.
That shit would be...
Even though I barely use it.
It would be broken and sticky inside of a week.
You're like, no fucking way. You go right back to whatever the gooning on your hands game was that you're just doing. You're like, no way. I got to go play Scary
Fist. I got to go play Animal Company for a while. I got to up my strats.
You have a bunch
buy a bunch of skins. Buy the most skins.
You have a bunch of AAA PS5 games and you're playing Roblox.
You force them back over the weekend so you can show them how good you've gotten, and he's like moved on. He doesn't even remember the game.
He's playing some other shit. But the flip side of that is like Estelle's like really good. She's really polite. She just hung out, watched A Quiet Place on the theater.
Nice.
And then just like went to bed.
She's just like a teenager.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's just like, I'm hungry.
Yeah. Max is always, I'm hungry. Buy me this. Can you also buy? Can I get another slushy? Could I get another thing? Can we go to a buffet?
He's a little
chiseler. First thing he says to me is like, "I love buffets. Are we going to a buffet?" I'm like, "No."
I know he's never. Kevin never took him to a buffet. What the fuck? Vegas.
Well, but he also lives in a post-pandemic Vegas. Yeah. There's like three buffets left.
He's acting like he's came to visit. Live here, motherfucker.
There was if there was any question on if he was the son of Kevin Scampoli. He was grounded for all of December because he stole $140 out of his mom's purse.
Jesus Christ.
He got busted for it.
Jesus, what did he do with it, V-Bucks?
That's what I was, no, I was like, what were you going to get with $140? I think it was like candy.
So still that little.
Just go to the grocery store and steal candy.
But that's, it must have been V-Bucks and shit. All I could think of is that Basketball Diaries AI where he's like, can I get some V-Bucks, Mom?
If he spent it, too, that would really fuck up your budget if you spent $140 of
your
money.
No, I think he got busted, so he didn't. I don't think it got spent. But no, I mean, the biggest takeaway for me, I was like, oh, man, I never thought I'd be the fucking dumb old guy that can't play a game until I'm sitting in VR trying to figure out how to, like, properly, just because I'm not used to it. I don't play a lot of
it. No, you're Funkle. Funkle
Jim.
Yeah,
that's right. That's true.
And it's okay to not be good at VR.
Yeah, I think that is true.
Plus, VR's not standardized enough yet.
And they're cracking beers all weekend with you, right?
just popping beers.
Yeah, well, Stell loves Natty Light.
Well, and he's touching everything in the car, like hitting the fucking hat. Look, what's this do? Oh, that's the hazards. Don't press that. Just pressing it. Yeah. Got the GPS on the screen. He's just swiping down. Yeah, like,
kids are fucking annoying, dude.
Because he doesn't have a phone because he got taken away because he's grounded.
I think I told you this. Every time I'm around fucking kids, like, even the cool kids, like, eventually the patience is just like, dude, I don't want to fucking be even around a cool kid right now.
Yeah. But it was fun. But I did think it's that thing they say of like,
what was the schedule? What'd you get? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, no, I just meant how, like, you know, the kid, like, when, if you're kind of an annoying kid, like, your kid will be annoying. Like, because I don't mean he was annoying. Like, it was funny to me
to understand why people were annoyed with you.
Yes. Yeah. It was funny to me because I was like, oh, you're such like a weird shit talker. But, like, I get where that comes from.
Have you tried to introduce...
Because you were messing with the heater, talking about butt dance or something.
Yes, yeah.
Have you tried to introduce them into, like, things you like and see if you can, like go, like, hey, here's the thing I liked, or hey, here's the thing that's, like, not of your era that you might be into that you wouldn't have known about otherwise?
I've thought about it because I have a ton of E.T. stuff and they were asking about it. But I didn't want to, like, I was like, oh, we should watch E.T., but I didn't bring it up. I was like, you could pick whatever you want. Because I don't want to be that guy that's like, or we should watch Star Wars or something. Like, I was just showing them what we got.
What about games? Because if they're into games, there's, like, tons of free retro games if you know how to, like, run an emulator and do ROMs or something. Like,
I didn't think of that. That's a good idea.
That's an easy way to get kids into, like, retro games is the fact that they're cheap and, like, really, really easy to get and figure out these days.
Oh, yeah. Are we getting raided? Why do we have 300 people?
Because we're a great show. No, we're not.
Welcome aboard, everybody. We're talking about how kids can be annoying and you getting old.
Yeah, kids are the worst.
Yeah, we're trying to get raided.
If I was going to... Every time I try to, like, get kids into something, it's either music, because music can be timeless.
Yeah.
And often kids are so influential that, like, they don't have taste yet. And so they just, like, being exposed to anything new, like... Either makes them realize it's not for them, makes them say it's for them until they realize it's not for them, or they say it's for them and then that sticks around and it actually becomes like a part of their life. Or like old video games that aren't like Atari old or even NES old, but like Super Nintendo and up, usually you can like introduce them to a kid and the kid isn't like going to feel like they're that crappy or old. And they're free. So it's like really easy to be like, hey, kid, you know, in 20 minutes, you can get an emulator and every single game on the Super Nintendo.
Yeah, Stax in the Twitch chat. He's like, I tried that with my kids and they hate all my favorite shit from when I was a kid. I'm sure that's how it will, especially when they get older. Like probably when they're younger, they probably like your stuff. And then it's like the whole like I'm my own person and I'm going to rebel against anything because my dad's lame or whatever.
Well, I've said that on the show. I think that one of the reasons I know I wouldn't be a good father is I'd be selfish with my time. But two, I would probably take it personally if they didn't like the things that I was hoping they would like.
Yeah,
they don't have to like everything I like, but I'm sure there would be things where I'm like, oh, dude, I'm so stoked. It'd be if I was like, I want to take my kid to a theme park. And if they're like, fuck that, that's boring. I'd be like, that, fuck you.
Yeah, but it would be weird stuff, too, where it would be influence where, like, my dad read me comics as a kid. But then I would be like, you just don't get Todd McFarlane. It's pretty dark. It's not for you.
Yeah.
Like, I liked comics, but I liked, like, edgy 90s comics.
Right.
Well, then also, I was gambling with jams this week, which was a lot of fun.
I know. I saw the beginning of that. I should have just stayed.
Well, because it seemed kind of early because you were going for your set, but wasn't it not till later in the day?
I didn't have a spot, so I had to go to standby. I did end up doing a spot, but I probably should have just stayed and tried to win money. He's trying to give me money.
But yeah, we went to Gordon Ramsay Burger with Jams, who's our who's one of our listeners slash friend.
Does the Long Boys.
And yeah, he does the Jim and Them Long Boys on YouTube.
Shout outs.
And then he gave me money to gamble. I was like, all right, fine, I'll gamble. Now we
You money?
Yeah, to gamble.
Dude, I was in the fucking hospital with a kidney stone.
Oh, you were?
He was I said I had an emergency.
Well, I didn't know what it was. Because honestly, I didn't even see that text.
Well, no one acknowledged it. And I was feeling real great in the hospital that no one even acknowledged. I said I couldn't make it.
That's my bad. I honestly didn't see it because I don't know if you saw that. I think because I was running late because I messaged real quick that I was late. And I somehow missed your text. Because when I got there, I was like, oh, where's Mike? And they said, oh, you didn't see
that. He's giving you goddamn money.
That's my fault. But yeah, no, he gave me money to gamble. He's trying to teach me craps, but...
Oh, that seems impossible to learn.
It looks super fun.
Because it's a community, which is fun, but it's like trying to learn fucking a new language or play a video game that like everyone on your team will be mad at you if you play wrong.
And I was picking up some of the basics because, yeah, like... I don't even think he knew all the advanced betting, but he was teaching about the pass and all that. But then we just started playing roulette, and it was rocking and rolling for a bit. But I was just doing the dollar bets. Like, you have to do... I was playing the inside, meaning, like, you're playing numbers.
Wait, are you wasting the skim luck? Is all the skim luck gone now?
Well, I was playing the inside, so it was $15 minimum, but you could break it up into dollar bets. Like, you could either put them on numbers, or you could put them, like...
On black or odds and stuff.
Well, you have to do 15 minimum on those outside bets, but on inside you could do $15 bets.
Oh, just each number.
But you could put it like if there's a square, like it's in the middle of four numbers. So you're technically playing those four numbers. Obviously, it's not as high as payout.
How does it pay for a dollar on a four number?
I forget. I know if you hit a number, it's like 35 to 1.
Because I'm always play boring on roulette and just do like odd and even and black and red like type shit.
Yeah. But I don't know what I was... at one point, I was definitely up for a bit, but then it's just the same shit. You just hang out too long, and you just start pissing it all back. Pissing it all back to the dealer. And this dumb lady...
Jim, you live in Las Vegas. you're describing like the thing that everyone should have
been there when he was up.
It's dangerous, though, because, yeah, I've lived in Las Vegas... For
you should know that how that circle works.
Yeah, but we've never been gamblers.
It's gonna be 20 years in March, and yeah, I don't gamble at all.
So now you can.
But when you hang out gambling for like an hour and a half, you're like, oh, I get this now. This is fun. Like you get the rush of like, yeah, we hit a number. This one guy rolls up. He did the thing we do because he's like, give me a $100 chip, and he just put it on black.
Boom.
And he's like, I'm just doing one bet and I'm out of here. I'm like, oh, that's what we do.
Oh, yeah.
And then so
I got
this
Patreon tier, you know.
So I was like, all right, I'm going with you. So I put my 15 on black. Jams put a bunch of money on black, but Jams also put some money on the numbers. And 17 black came up. Jams had money on 17 black. We had money black. On black.
Everyone wins.
He had it like on the second, the middle of the board or whatever. We all win. We all won big. Everyone's hugging, slapping fists. I'm like, this is what it's all about. This is what we've been missing out on.
You're walking around on your hands.
Yeah, I'm walking on my hands in
you're like,
VR.
Look what I can do now.
I'm throwing up in a bag. And my little pee thing. Is like red with blood. you guys are high fiving at a fucking roulette table,
but then yeah, you just start pissing it all back.
Yeah,
like Mike's kidney stone.
Yeah,
Bacchusone.
That's gambling, Jim.
That is gambling. That's how they get
you. I lose my money.
The only way to win is to not play.
A stone.
Or to be the here's the move. The move is similar to what you do. And it is be a person. One, you have to live in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And what you do is you take 20. And this isn't like a way to win. This is the only way to just like treat it like you're going and seeing a movie. You go and you sit at a low stakes hold'em or blackjack table with like $25. And you go to a casino where they will comp you drinks because you're sitting at a table.
Sure.
And you treat that
so
as.
So you make it. Yeah. You're buying drinks.
I spent 3.5 hours at a table. I spent $25 and I got some drinks, and that is like the equivalent of like, oh, I went to see a movie, or oh, I went and got dinner with a friend, or like it's that thing where you're treating it like that. You're not treating it like I'm trying to be up or down or win or lose.
Five spot Keno. I forget what I even called it.
Or yeah, bingo's another one where like people like just like it's the act of spending the time, and Keno is very, very similar. But don't go into it with the expectation of up or down on money. Treat it like it's again like going to an arcade where you have like preloaded money on your card or something. Like treat it like that, and that is the only way to come out feeling like you didn't get ripped off.
It's so funny that we're supposed to believe we have 800 viewers. Right
yeah,
now.
No, I mean
we definitely have 800 viewers. I mean, for sure.
Yeah. I was thinking that too.
Once I looked over and I saw it gone up to 800, I'm like, okay, maybe.
Someone must have botted us. But hey, it's fine. I'll take it.
Well, now all the bots know the way to go to Las Vegas and not feel like you got ripped off.
Let me see what else. But anyways, yeah, that was fun. But you give it all back. Eric, it was in the chat. He says he likes to gamble. Yeah, bring it, dude. Let's go gambling.
I forget. Why is Jam so fucking loaded? This dude is like just living in Vegas as like a goof for fun for a little bit. He's giving you money to gamble.
Yeah, he was going to give me a hundo. I was like, no way, Jose. Not while Mike's in the hospital.
When I come to Vegas, I'll show y'all how to gamble.
Thank you, Eric. Yeah, I look forward to it. You gotta show me some craps. Show me how to play craps.
You sound like someone who's gonna lose a ton of money.
Let me see before we finish up.
When you're someone who says, "When I come to Vegas, the place you live, I'll show you how to gamble," you have a problem.
We don't gamble. He doesn't matter. Knows more than us.
Doesn't matter. When you talk to someone who lives in Vegas and say you'll teach them how to gamble, that's when
I need someone to teach.
You've gambled enough that you have a problem.
Oh, okay, yeah, I've almost forgot about this. Switching gears here. I don't know if this is real or not, but I saw people discussing it on Twitter. This guy that tracks him and his son's boners.
Okay.
What?
It can't be real, right?
This cannot be real.
It can't be real, right?
No, there's no way this is real.
Because how would you even track boners?
Oh, is this the guy that, like he takes his son's blood and, like, is it that...
Maybe because the only
millionaire
thing
guy,
like, I was because the thing I was like, oh, you know what? We'll research it on the show. I assume it's not real, but I did quickly look at his profile and it was something about trying to like live forever.
I'll click him. It's or that, one of those. It's this guy. Yeah. He's like a CEO. If it's the guy I think he is, it might be a different guy.
What does tracking a boner actually mean, though?
Conquering death would be this guy.
Yeah, this is that guy that's like 65, and he's like he's like Peter Thiel, where he's like cycling blood and shit.
So do you think maybe now it's real then? Is this the type of guy that would do a goof?
He doesn't seem like the type who would do a goof.
Well, he takes his son's blood and some other shit from him. It's the story about him, unless that's all a goof.
He's a weird freak. But then also, that's just the picture. This not real Twitter nowadays is what's the Wild West. This could be fucking anybody.
Well, how many followers do you have, though?
I don't know.
400,000 followers.
Maybe. He is the guy. There's this guy that's like, yeah, he's literally trying to live forever.
He's a Netflix.
And he does, like you said, he does like weird Peter Thiel type shit. And he's like always like, check out how ripped I am, even though I'm older than I look. And
do you think him getting attention from that has turned him into an internet shitlord?
He could be.
Where he wants to shitpost now and just do anything for attention.
Well, what does tracking a boner mean? Maybe that will help.
Good question. Let's see.
Yeah.
The tweet here is nighttime erection data from my 19-year-old son, Talmage Johnson, and me. His duration is 2 minutes longer than mine. Raise children to stand tall, be firm, and be upright.
Are they looking at the same game?
So is this maybe an aura? I mean, I know you can do aura rings that can track your sleeping. Does it track your cock as well?
If you told me that this was some fucking Smith Family Red Table shit, I'd believe you. And so knowing that, I almost do believe it because this guy's clearly as weird as they are.
Who's having 182 minutes of erections?
While you're sleeping?
Why is he sleeping hard? Nighttime erection.
Because was that 3 hours of boners while you're asleep?
I mean, I wake up hard all the time. So who knows how long I was hard while I was asleep? It's hard to know.
I guess it's like a third of your sleeping. You're fucking hard as fuck.
Well, do you guys have this? I can't fall asleep unless I'm hard. Are you really hard?
I don't have that one.
It's hard because like you keep losing it. They're like, I can't sleep. Then it's like, edge, get hard and then go to sleep.
It's a very modern problem.
Yeah.
I mean, yes. Number of erection episodes, 5 and 6, 182 minutes, 184 minutes.
You know what? I can picture him justifying it because he's trying to say, like, here's a young man and here's me.
I should be
way lower. Look, he's barely beating his 19-year-old son.
And technically, his average quality is higher than his son's.
Because when you said it at first, I pictured like some idiot and his like 8-year-old son or something, and he's just like being a creep. And I was like, oh, that's fake. But this guy's just weird enough I believe it if you told me that like any of the Will Smith family people were doing some weird shit like this. Where they're just like, no, we're just open. It's just we're tracking the health numbers. What does that have to do with anything?
And the cat's in the cradle and my penis hard. Little boy growing up bad in the mood. He's listening to that song with his son. I'm proud of your boner, son. But mine's almost as good and our andro age is the same.
Yeah, what's an andro age? I mean, because I don't know if he even replies. Because everyone's like, how do you track it? But I don't think he even replies
On Bret Michaels' Rock of Love, they had a challenge once where they had a meter on his cock and they were dirty talking to him.
How hard did he get?
A lot of them didn't think to just moan. A lot of them were like telling them how their day was. But he got pretty hard when they would moan. He'd be like, oh, what's going on?
You know those things where they can tell how hard you're...
It's like blood pressure.
Like where you're pushing on something and it doesn't move, but it can tell how hard you're pressing on it. I can imagine a world where they put something around like the base of your cock and the harder it's pushing out, the more blood is in it or something maybe. So like they can tell when you have an erection this because it's like, oh, I can't feel any pressure. There's pressure pushing out.
It was essentially,
out.
Yeah, like a cuff for his penis.
Yeah, and it can just like register how much of it is like blood trying, flow. Trying to push out. So that means there's more blood in it or something. I can like kind of like... The cuff around your arm for blood pressure.
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine though that it's not even something on his dick, because it's similar to like I get they could like track your sleeping through a smartwatch or something, but it also kind of feels like bullshit to me.
How can they track their boner though?
That's what I mean. Like it probably has something to do with like almost similar to what Mike was saying, something to do with how a certain reading of your blood pressure. Or, you know, your heart rate, they like just basically tie it to a boner somehow. I'm guessing.
I'm going into another one of my 45-minute erection episodes.
Yeah, I mean, I could be wrong. Maybe they are strapping something to his dick, but I just imagine you're not strapping something to your dick when you go to sleep.
I'm just keeled over in pain like, erection episode.
There's got to be like... It's weird that he'd put this out there knowing that the number one question is going to be like, how do you track this? What is andro age? Like, what does all this mean? And that he didn't out there alongside it, I guess.
Maybe they have a Sibian and it tracks it on the Sibian.
And we're having a dick off.
Him and his son have erection episodes. I can't get over that they're called erection episodes. And then he sits on the Sibian and then has like a 45-minute hard on. Goes to sleep, rock hard.
Actually, let me see. What if I just Google it? Can you track erections?
Glass of warm milk, rock hard erection. That's how I go to bed.
I know that in your phone, they use like levels and accelerometers and stuff to tell like the like or even like inside out tracking on VR. How they can tell where you are because they get a base and then like every movement is measured so they know where you are in space and when you return back and stuff. They put like some weird like accelerometers on the dick so if it gets hard and moves, they can literally track whether he's hard or not based on the accelerometer data or something.
Yeah, or he has like all those ping pong balls on his dick, like a mocap suit.
Because like inside out, like VR tracking would be you hold the controller, they know like once it's calibrated, they can tell whether you're moving it or turning it. If they put it like something like that on the tip of your dick, as you got hard, it wouldn't be dissimilar from tracking somebody's arm moving, I guess. If you're looking for the specific data, you could do something like that.
They do have an atom sensor. I think that's what this guy's using.
An atom sensor?
What if you just put like a little sensor on your tummy, and if your belly touches your tummy, you're like, uh-oh, look who's here.
Oi, me nobs touching me belly.
Bob's my uncle. Bob's my uncle. My penis touched my belly. Touched my belly.
If you're gonna put these numbers out, man, you gotta explain where they're coming from.
It is something you put on your dick.
Okay.
Like, is it like the accelerometer thing? Or is it like a ring that registers?
It's the power glove. It's the power glove.
It looks like a. Oh, do you not put it on? Maybe you don't put it on your dick.
You better fucking put it on your dick. You
put it on your nose.
You put it anywhere but your dick. Or like maybe it was like a, it would be like a condom. Oh, what the fuck?
Okay.
Scratch and sleep, full body movement.
Supernatural knot, what the fuck?
Scratch and sleep. So you put that on your willy?
Scratch event, swallow count, body motion, boner. Cough count, heart rate, body position, respiratory rate, skin temperature.
So it's almost like they're taking the shit that they strap you to in the hospital, like to measure that stuff, but they're trying to make like a health first, like sport focused version of it.
I love but gamifying maybe, my sleep.
Since they show it putting it on different locations, maybe you put it on your dick for your boners.
Uh-huh.
We should request see, a demo.
Is there a chat? Is there a chat? Like a, yeah, a chat we could talk to? A help chat? Excuse me.
Contact
yeah.
us.
Request demo.
Dude, yeah, request I wish demo, they had a live chat. Venus, just yeah, somebody in India that has to tell us. That, yeah. Do we put it on our dicks or what? Because it does say here... the Atom sensor is a compact device designed for comfortable wear during sleep. It tracks nighttime erections by monitoring changes in penile size throughout the night. As your penis becomes, it must be that thing, and you just stick it on your dick.
I'll do like the batteries not included robots fly around your penis.
Maybe they have a different dick looking one.
There's some
dick.
People with like real little dicks though. I can't. I mean, this thing isn't small.
Yeah, some people with little dicks can even put it on their penis.
Listen, if you're over the age of 30 and can get hard on a regular basis, you're doing something right.
That's a rude.
It is an early sign of potential heart disease cause lack of blood flow to your D is an early sign of poor arterial health.
Ooh, thank you, Eric. And thank you for the super chat, $49.99.
Holy to give shit. Us a PSA about penile health.
And dropping some health facts about your dick.
Well, Eric, just buy us all these penis sensors and you see who gets more rock hard in the middle of the night.
I'm feeling pretty good about my dick right now.
Your sleep penis?
Well, no, just in general. The idea that he's saying if you're over 30 and you can get hard, I had no idea that 30 was some
sex
awful threshold.
Hard. Can you get sex hard?
Yes.
Okay.
What, do you think he just gets hard all the time except sex?
Yeah.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
Weird. yeah, data transmitted to the Atom Health app on your smartphone. Analyze the information. Yeah, but I mean, you could still put that on your little dick if you want.
I'm not saying it's like huge, but like there's some people with like little dicks, little baby dicks.
Yeah, you just put on your little baby dick.
You think
dick.
Jake Perry could fit that on his dick?
Probably not.
Exactly.
What about like your ball sack? Could your ball sack, the rumblings of an erection starts in your
maybe.
Balls? Because when you're getting an erection, it starts in your balls, goes to your dick.
What?
your balls tense up, makes your dick hard. It's the tightening of the balls that make your shake.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Jim, help me out here.
Is it? Is it your balls
it's
making
your, balls
your dick hard?
Tightening. Your dick isn't like growing. Your balls get tighter. Yeah.
It is. I mean, the funniest about? Thing about this isn't just his tracking his boners. It's that he is trying to own his son.
Yeah.
Like he's using it as like, little nights. It's like the whole like
left.
Dad trying to fight his son to like Hawaii Tom. Wants to make sure that he can always beat up his son.
Exactly like
because
that.
He wants to dominate him. So, like, that's what put... Like, we've noticed Hawaii Tom's got way more jacked over the years that
dude,
we've...
He's and it's, so jacked now.
And if you put it on a flow chart, it would be... It's the exact same trajectory of his son getting older.
His son hitting puberty and getting taller and bigger.
Yeah. And
well, we should ask him about this then because he probably has his son's data.
Oh, yeah. Do you think he tracks his son's dick hard? His dick hard?
He doesn't use his. He just tracks his son. He doesn't do it on himself.
I miss Tom.
Yeah, Tom.
I haven't seen Tom in a long time.
You drove him away?
No, I was texting him the other day.
It's Jover with Tom.
It's Jover with him?
It's Jover.
Why? Is he, what do you
He's
do?
Moved on to bigger and better things.
Who?
Finsta.
Finsta? He's selling nudes?
Finstagram.
Rap. He's doing rap now.
But no, I thought it was kind of funny slash interesting slash. Hey, I mean, how hard's your dick, and is it worth putting something on your dick to track it while you sleep?
Yeah, I think that he would cash this as some sort of like we're just both being adults.
Well, I think parent would want their son to boner to outlast them.
Yeah, exactly. You live long enough to see your son's boner outlast you.
The greatest
nobody wants to plow their son.
The worst thing you can do is outlive your child or have a bigger dick than your kid.
Yes, or have longer erections.
Yeah.
It's like, it's like burying your child.
Yeah.
I'd love to bury my child. I'd love to outlive everyone.
Jim wants to live forever.
Yeah.
Jim's the new Brian Johnson.
You know, yeah, movies and stories always try to give you that propaganda of like, no, but it'd be sad because you'd watch all your loved ones die.
No man should bury his son. You're like, I hope I bury every son.
I'd be like, I'd see it as a victory. I win.
You move on eventually.
You move on.
Yeah, as long as your dick stays hard, it's like you have more kids to bury.
When
you have popping out more kids to throw away.
Elves and vampires were always like, you forget all about them. Yes. So long ago.
But that's like their whole id, isn't it? Aren't they like tortured by living forever?
Sometimes, but it's the idea that that's why they don't want to get attached, because like, you just fucking 100 years later, you barely remember their name. And at one point in time, they were the love of your life.
Wouldn't you be pissed if you were a vampire and you got turned into a vampire at 18? You're like, what? Gua. I was right there. What? What the hell?
You could have
got me 2 years earlier.
Oh, you want to be 16?
Yeah, I want to be like 15 forever.
Oh, really?
Baby.
I'd want to be.
Because it's a pedophile joke, Mike.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, what the heck?
I'd want to be 29.
18? This is bullshit.
Why 29?
It's because you're old enough to not be like a young idiot, but you're young enough to still say you're young. I almost said 31. 31 works the same way. 31, 29, same diff.
I think if I'm already going to be in my 20s, I might as well be like 25 because that's state of mind changes no matter what.
But I feel that that's the problem is I feel like if you're 29, someone that's older that doesn't realize you're actually hundreds of years old could take you more seriously if they thought they could take you seriously. So the closer you are to 30 or the lower 30s, you can convince someone that like you could be taken seriously.
Maybe.
Let's say you're like hundreds of years old in a 25-year-old body.
Sure.
And the person you fall in love with is like 35, but they're like, you're a fucking kid. I'm sorry. I can't do this.
As I get older though, like me now, there's no difference from a 25-year-old and a 29-year-old. Like, if I ran into some dude that was 29, I'd be like, shut the fuck up.
Oh,
like,
no,
you don't know shit.
I agree.
Yeah, but yeah, I get what you're saying.
I'm the vampire where I get bit at 20, and I immediately start dressing like a schoolboy with curls and stuff. And I was like, I guess I just look like I'm like 12 or whatever, you know? It'd be weird if I hooked up with older people. You're like, weren't you like 22?
Dude, what if Tom Holland got bit by a vampire? And he's like,
horror director, like, Tom Holland?
No, Tom Holland, Spider-Man.
I know. Well, he didn't mean that other
if
Tom
it was
Holland.
Tom Holland, he would start hooking up with a goblin.
Well, I was going to say, because he's like, isn't he like...
Yeah, he'd probably just marry a caveman.
He's 29 and he looks like 19. So he'd just be like, no, I swear to God, I'm like older, but he'd just like, he'd look like a teenager forever.
Yeah.
18? Yeah, I'm all pissed at Nosferatu. What the hell, man? Even 17?
Tom Holland, he's going to be the lead in the new Chris Nolan movie.
Yeah.
Fuck Tom Holland. Tom Holland sucks. Chris Nolan,
why don't you like Tom Holland?
Because he's marrying a caveman.
He was in Challengers.
He wasn't in Challengers.
Zendaya?
Oh, okay, the caveman.
Bro was in Challengers.
I'm stupid. I was thinking you're talking about Tom Holland.
Yeah, but that dude was in.
It is. I mean, to your point, though, Mike, it does feel like Tom Holland is constantly trying to get people to take him seriously.
But he looks like a kid.
And I guess this Nolan movie is him trying to do that because Chalamet clears him like in everything almost.
Yeah, he looks like a kid, and like he could play teenage Spider-Man, like higher teenage Spider-Man right now. And he's like, I think he's like 29 or 30 or something.
Yeah.
Like I was shocked when I found out
how
old he was.
Golden age.
I thought he was like 25 or something, but I didn't know he was almost 30 or was 30 because he still looks very young.
Well, no, that's why he's sober now. Like, he's like, I was drinking too much and I was losing control. I'm like, what are you talking
about? Yeah, I think of him as a kid.
Yeah. What are you talking about, you sack of shit?
Too much Capri you like Sun started running around the house like a dog. Stop.
Run away. Oh, let me see. What else do we got? There was, wait, hold on. Okay. This is a quick one. It's a quick palate cleanser.
Man explodes.
I mean, it's almost. I mean, it's not quite that, but it's.
I do like a sudden explosion.
This guy's like a real life. This is like a real life vigilante for no reason.
Okay.
Hold on. I need it for the chat here.
Oh, I saw this. This is crazy. Yeah.
It makes no fucking sense.
It's one of the
most
insane things I've ever seen.
Dang. Even when Jeff says something like that, I know I'm in for something insane.
So we have. I don't think there's any. It's just all security footage. So we'll have to describe a few podcasters in a moment. But let me let it play. You're gonna see a guy come in and like shoplift.
Okay.
I hate shoplifting.
Although not this guy.
Yeah, this guy's just sort of in here to get a soda.
I was gonna say Jordan Peele's about to steal.
All right, so we're gonna see another angle where he steals like some Gatorades or sodas or some shit.
He grabs laundry detergent and something.
Oh, is that what it was? Oh yeah, you're right.
Like a bunch of laundry detergent,
and he runs out. He slips.
Yeah, yeah.
This guy shoots him, and some guy who I don't think is working at the store.
No, he just walked in.
I think he's
just
the guy that we saw earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
The guy that looked like Jordan Peele.
Decides to shoot the shoplifter for some reason.
What the fuck?
I mean, yeah,
dude, look at
a bunch of times.
Dude, he shoots his gun like eight times.
Like, who cares if someone steals from the store?
Yeah.
Are you
joking? I thought
he
was going to, like, tackle him or something. I thought the way you guys described it, I was like, oh, he's going to use, like, a wrestling move on him or something.
Well, he thought he was going to eat the Tide Pods. He's like, no, don't eat those.
So, yeah, podcasters, the shoplifter is running out of the store, but he slips on the welcome mat or like the floor mat,
like
the entrance.
Mat that's just on the inside in case you have wet feet,
and falls. And then this other guy, a customer that we saw walk in at the beginning of the video, like hops out to the doorway and starts shooting the shop.
Like while he's on the ground, like execution style. The guy fell over already. Yeah. He's like, bang,
and honestly,
bang, bang.
He's got nothing left.
This is something you'd expect when you hear this story. You're picturing like some redneck cowboy guy, like, because usually that's who I would think. I would think it's some Second Amendment.
Yeah, finally.
Like, a good guy with a gun. Like, finally, I get a chance. But no, just some other black dude.
It's a black guy in slides.
That's like, how dare you steal from my community?
Well, and it means, he also, his gun was just in his pocket or in his.
Yes,
because he's
right.
Wearing
well,
sweatpants.
Yeah, it's when he comes in.
It's a tiny gun, too. It looks like those, like, skinny like Nazi guns from, like, that you see in World War II that the Germans always use.
Yeah.
Like, it looks like one of those. Yeah, like a Luger. Look, like you see it. Looks like a little tiny skinny gun.
All right, and another, six shots.
Dude, he shoots it so many times.
He's gonna reload, get a couple more.
Steals the stuff.
Yeah. This guy that works there is like, what the hell, man?
Yeah, what happened?
Like, why did you shoot that guy six times? He stole two things of laundry detergent.
Well, what do you want? You want all your socks locked up at Target, or you want this guy?
Yeah, that's true. He probably
hates
that.
I'll take this guy every time.
He probably hates that the detergent's locked up everywhere.
And yeah, maybe he thinks I don't have a receipt, and I do, and I get my head blown off. Because they didn't circle my receipt as I walk out. He takes a shotgun to my head.
But what a nerd. What a fucking nerd.
It's
Let
insane.
Him steal, bro. This is like when Jeff's trying to pull the Buffalo Nickel and some guy murders him when he's running outside with the cart.
Jeff takes some buckshot to the back on his way out of the Buffalo Nickel.
Yeah, they just easy rider ending me. All of a sudden they pull up next to me, blow my head off.
What was his end game?
Just the key to the city.
You're right.
And they just think he gets a fucking parade or something.
Was there a news story about this? Hold on.
Because like even if someone thinks like, hell yeah, serves him right for trying to steal, like no one's going to think like that this guy's just like, well, have a good day. You just unloaded your gun on this stranger who like sort of stole something.
It's the hero we need. Not a mite of bodega, baby.
The Punisher would look at this guy and be like, hey, settle down. Yeah. Calm down.
Yeah, relax, dude.
They're calling him the Punisher. With a DA.
with the D here. Is a handgun.
Well, that was a clerk.
Who, the Punisher?
Oh, love
dollar
Punisher,
store
sorry.
Clerk that shot somebody. This has got to be something different.
Well, it's a shame that Rocket Raccoon didn't throw down his R1 first, because then he could have kept shooting forever.
There's almost a modicum of if it's the guy that owns the store, he's fed up, this guy gets caught in the fire. It's a crazy overreaction. The insane part, like you said, is this nerd is a guy coming in to buy something.
Yeah,
and just
exactly.
Like, oh, time to kill.
Like, who cares, dude? Like, if that happened, you'd be like, oh, shit, that guy stole stuff and he ran out?
I guess he was just, like, some activated military guy. Like, this should have been, a school, but he's like, oh, no, I guess I'll do it.
Again,
right
like,
now.
Maybe you want to be the hero guy, but you tackle him or something. But, like, fucking unloading a gun is insane.
You saw him. He came right at me. He's on the ground. You're shooting at his back.
Jesus Christ.
Six
oh,
times.
Wait, maybe
did the
he
guy
was...
not die?
Hold on. Maybe he was the clerk. If this is the guy from this story here.
Because it looked like the guy was walking in like he was a customer.
Yeah, but maybe he's just one of those guys that kind of is like just hanging out while he's working.
I know gas station things nowadays are, oh, nobody's in the store. Let me go outside and smoke my vape for like 2 minutes until I see someone walking in. So maybe he's walking back inside from a vape break.
Oh, no. It looks different than the guy I'm looking at. Because there was a Family Dollar store clerk that shot an accuser 15 times.
Jesus.
Just pick up a protein drink after the gym and a kapow, pow, pow. Not on my watch.
Several bottles of motor oil. This person was stealing motor oil. Mm. But this turned into a physical fight when he tried to go out the front door. The employee locked it. Yeah, this is all something different.
Okay.
Lock the door and then shoot him.
I hope he shot him through the motor oil so it like spurred out. He's like, slid down the wall. Did this guy even die? Half the time in these stories like this,
a lot of times, dudes. Well, a lot of times you even get shot like six times.
Well, because he's shooting like
still,
like when you're walking around shooting, you'd be surprised how hard it is to actually hit anything.
The craziest video like this that was from like a week ago. Did you see the guy that tried to kill himself and missed every time? He like went to like a gun range place and like the gun is like jammed. He's with like his buddy or something. His buddy unjams it for him. He holds it up to his head, goes behind him, shoots four different times and misses.
Jesus.
Like his buddy tackles him to like stop him. He misses every time. Like it's insane. You see the gun go.
He's just like shooting
behind his head.
that guy just wants attention.
Getting tackled and he misses every time too. Yeah. He almost shoots like his buddy because his buddy is like, what the fuck? And starts like taking him down.
Whatever. I can't.
Apparently,
find
that's
story.
A thing, too. It's like at gun ranges, like that happens all
that.
The time.
I've heard that. It's
the easiest.
You don't even have to get a gun.
Well, I was going to say, you know, the thing where people are like, sometimes they talk about, like, I don't even know how I'd get a gun. I don't know what the process is. What's really easy is going to a gun range. And just being like, hi, I'm here to shoot. Yeah. And you can even tell them, like, I've never shot before. Can you walk me through it? And like, they're going to hand you a gun, and it takes literally 2 seconds to quickly shoot yourself in the head.
You got to do the when the places out here that's like, shoot a 50 cal.
Yes. Like, yes. Get a huge machine gun.
You blast through yourself. The craziest shit is when they give like a girl like an Uzi, and it just backfires into them. They're like,
Oh, and then this other guy here, this is a different story.
Blew himself up.
Y'all didn't tell me about the retarded streamers. I think you mentioned, did you mention when we were at dinner the other night, World of Shirts? Isn't that like an autistic streamer?
Yeah, he gets wasted. Yeah,
he got banned on Kick for like motorboating this OnlyFans girl or something.
Oh, wow. That seems pretty... Okay.
Well, not only that, though, he also...
looks like he's sexually harassing her.
He also puts her in a headlock.
Okay, yeah. All right,
take
good.
Take it slow.
Hey, you know what? Hold on. I'm not putting this on stream for a second. Let me skip to when he starts putting her in a headlock.
Josh, I took your passport.
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
She made a big mistake there. She said it as a joke that she took his passport.
Oh, no, don't ever joke with an autistic guy.
Yeah, Josh, I don't know who Josh Block is, but I guess everyone knows or people know
that's
who
the
this
world
guy is.
The guy that she's talking to.
There was a guy at my last job who, I don't know what kind of retarded he was, but he was some type of retarded. And no one told me that, like, because we'd all sit at, like, when we were at the office, we'd sit like, at work, and if we're working, we'd have, like, headphones on. And they were like, you can't walk up and tap him on the shoulder. You have to, like, You have to walk to the other side and like wave him down, take off his headphones and talk to him. No one told me that.
Uh-huh.
I've been working there for a while. I tapped him on the shoulder. The noise he made was fucking insane.
We're
sitting in a pin drop quiet office because like everyone's just working. I tapped this guy on the shoulder and I almost fell to the ground because of the shrieking like a banshee. It was insane. And I was like,
and then what happened?
Well, everyone was mad at me.
Yeah, you should have. You got to know the gremlins rules.
I was like, no one told me.
But
dude,
what's his reaction
rules
after doing that? Like, how could you? He's not like, oh, sorry.
Oh, no, he was literally like, oh, what's up? Because, he was some type of retarded that I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It couldn't have been him upset, right?
No, he was the least upset.
Okay.
His reaction was visceral, and then, oh, it's like a cat. You know, a cat doesn't realize it's you, and they're like, oh, wait, it is a human, and then they're just over it. He was like that, but, like, people in the office were, like, mad at me. Like, I was, like, bullying him or something.
Yeah. You're like, I'm sorry. I didn't know what type of retarded he is.
Sometimes retarded people, like, freak out.
But yeah, so she jokes that she took his passport.
She hid them between her tits.
How
Look
did you know? Where
they're
I
in
am.
There. They're in between her tits. She took them.
You stole my passport? Did you steal my passport? Did you steal my passport? Give me my passport.
No, violence. Shush. No.
Why don't
give me my passport.
Why don't his friends realize he's serious?
Yeah, oh, they're not his friends. That's a pimp.
I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, I know what you mean, but
they're
like
the people
funny
that hang out with Daredevil Dad.
Yeah. This is the guy that gives them like galaxy gas and stuff.
Okay,
I
don't know them either.
This sucks and is dumb, and people that like it are the worst people. So I don't know anything about this. I just assume they were his friends.
You're just mad because there's TTS.
But also, is that guy Mr. Based, the guy that's trying to get him
the
to
the pimp guy is I watched the whole thing on him. I wish I could remember more about
Max
it,
said in the chat that Mr. Based is a murderer. Did he murder somebody?
He's like a murderer. He used to be like a drug trafficker type guy, and he's just sort of a weird. He's a Jake Perry type, actually, if you think about it. He's like
a hanger
from
on
thing to thing, and then like got people killed and stuff because of like negligence. Because it was like he did like a bunch of LSD with this girl, and they woke up and she was dead type thing.
Okay.
And he like served time, and he's like, yeah, now he's just doing these streams.
He's just monetizing a weirdo.
Yeah. Okay. This guy had already like been doing his own things. His thing is he gets like wasted. This would probably be Jams or someone that knows more about it.
Who's on the line?
Who's on the line?
Yo, guys, it's Max Murder.
Yo, hey, what up, Max?
Yo, so I was just calling in to provide you guys with some lore on Mr. Based and World of T-Shirts.
Okay.
So I think Mr. Based used to be like a pimp. And there's like a lot of weird, like in and out of jail things involving the pimping that he did. So he kind of somehow like linked up with World of T-Shirts somehow. And he's kind of pimping Josh out by just letting him get drunk as possible, constantly film and stream everything.
Yeah.
And there's like so much, there's like an absurd amount of money being made with these two fuckers. It is like,
yeah, it's a 74K like in the corner.
Yeah, because like Josh will constantly be like, I only make 50K a month. What am I going to do? I can't afford a lawyer.
Yeah.
It's
what
so
the
wild,
fuck?
Dude.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and he just wanders around New York drunk.
Yeah, dude, these streamers, Mike, these IRL streamers, they make fucking bank.
This stuff is so lame and gross, and I don't know why anyone likes it.
Kids love it.
So you got banned?
Your kids are going to love it, Mike.
From Livebeam?
I think I got banned from Kick.
Oh, okay.
Which has got to be tough.
That's insane.
Yeah, right? Supposedly permabanned.
Like, that's like being in like the Roman Coliseum and they're mad about the way you killed someone.
They always say they permanently ban people and they bring back Fauci four different times.
Yeah, they do bring them back like all
and they're
the time
all out here in Vegas. Fauci's in Vegas too. I guess this guy's not in Vegas. I'm thinking of Joey Chicago.
Josh goes everywhere. Like, he's been to so many fucking countries. It is like insane. And he does like the 3-day visit where he can just kind of go there, drink an absurd amount, not really plan his feet anywhere. And then he just goes back to New York and hangs out with Mr. Bass in his apartment.
It's wild, dude. This industry that kind of sprung up where, you're just kind of, it's like it is like the old adage of like watching a car crash. Like you're just sitting there watching it to see what kind of weird degenerate shit they're going to do on their stream or who they're going to fuck with or, you know, whatever the fuck's going to happen.
Well, it's weird, too, because we've
Jim
been...
That's the Jim and them motto.
We've been doing a live show for, like, 17 years.
Yeah.
Live streamed, talking, doing the thing, whatever. And it's weird how the world around us has changed. The show hasn't really changed that much, but, like, the things that we've become adjacent to have changed to the point where, like, someone would view our show and this and go, oh, you guys are kind of doing the same thing. Like, they view us as being in the same world.
Because we have an internet show, yeah.
Because we have a show that we stream, and it's like, it's weird how, as things change, the thing that we're considered, like, our Venn diagram overlapping with has become something as crazy as this.
They're essentially doing the thing we said a long time ago as a goof where we're going to live stream Mike and have the listeners pick what he was going to do for the night.
Dude, you're right.
But that's essentially what they do.
And that was a goof.
Yeah. But anyways.
And especially and also just the fact that I think they Josh also got kicked off of Kick because, like, with every cliche streamer of this, like, he started saying a lot of slurs and
started
exposing himself and shit. Like, there's apparently, like, a story of, like, he tried to pee in, like, a B-box bottle on, like, the subway, and that somehow got streamed and his shit got pulled.
Of course. Thank you, dude.
But yeah, guys, I was just providing you some locale lore, and you guys have a great rest of your night.
Thanks,
appreciate
Max.
It. Locale lore.
I'm sorry you know all of this stuff.
Well, that's fucked up to take
it's a great
away.
Great time, Mike. You have a good night.
I love you, Max.
To take away Mr. Based income like that?
Yeah, how could you? How dare you?
You gotta realize you ruin people's lives with this woke bullshit.
And Josh, no!
Josh.
Give me my
out.
Passport!
Oh, God.
Did you steal my passport?
Fuck, you're strong as fuck.
Did you steal my passport?
Holy shit, you're so strong.
She likes it.
I didn't fucking steal it.
Yes, you said you did.
All right, this is getting a little too crazy and violent. We're going to end this stream.
Yeah, all right, we better stop this.
Yeah, don't say what you did, dude. Like, oh, we got too crazy and violent.
Everything's over.
Give me
my
passport.
You said strong.
Why was she getting choked out, but she wasn't correcting him? It's
because, like, she was turned on.
She's probably scared of him. Like, if you make the wrong move, it's like they're like, oh, when nice a lion man. Bites your head, just be calm.
That's what they say.
Yeah. She doesn't want to wake a sleepwalker.
Yeah.
You steal a lion's passport. He goes, where's my passport?
Yeah, it turns into fucking Of Mice and Men. You got a girl with a broken neck.
Yeah, ragdolls you.
Pet her like the rabbits.
Turns you into a dish rag real quick.
Give me my passport. And then one last thing.
Guy explodes.
I think this is real. I'm not sure if it's fake or not, but did you see the guy that looks like Yakub after he got his hair transplant?
What the fuck?
My hair.
See, that's some swelling.
I got my hair done 2 days ago, as you can see. Up now.
Like, is that and normal? Does it fucking?
Yeah, maybe that's normal.
That can't be normal.
Yeah. No, but I mean,
is it
like,
just like swollen? Like, because when you have operation,
shit,
yeah.
Like, you're like laid up because your ass is like full of goo.
I've seen lots of like plastic surgery, like injuries and stuff. This is fucking insane.
Not go to Turkey to get my hair done.
Is this like you unlock all of your brain? You know, they say use like 3%.
Yeah, you upgrade to like 100%.
If you put a watermelon rubber band around your head.
Yeah. What's that fucking Hulk villain?
Leader.
Yeah, he looks like Leader,
yeah,
dude.
Does.
He looks like fucking Leader.
He looks like Dull Leader.
I got my hair done in Wembley, to be exact. Kenton, Harrow, same place where Heady won and Chunks got theirs done. Arrived at the hair clinic.
It looks cool.
It looks like a hat.
It looks like he has a Kobe fro, but it's his head.
Yeah,
like awesome.
It looks like a literal dickhead.
Yeah, like, it looks like he's wearing like a prosthetic penis.
It's kind of like, if you could make your head do that, that'd be cool.
Had to do my consultation.
In the future, you're just banding your head. You're like, yeah, dude.
Well, why does he have that band on?
I don't know.
It's because it almost feels like take the fucking band off. That's what's doing
it. Yeah, that's what's making it swole. Maybe it's somehow.
I think your head opens up like a blooming flower and just a bunch of hairs in there at a certain point. It's like, whoosh.
Concerns if I have.
Like, he's got like a big zit on his head. It's about to pop.
Popcorn comes flying.
Dude, when
he looks
gross
down.
Yeah, it's grossing me out.
It looks like a muffin. Like a muffin that's.
I think it's cool.
That is insane.
Dude, I think that's kind of a vibe.
That is wild.
It's kind of making me gag a little bit.
Yeah, no,
I can't stop looking at it.
That's scary.
He looks
dude,
awesome.
It's Yakub.
It looks great.
He created me in a lab.
Light skin be like.
Then after I sign off the form, the waiver, I go and see the doctor. The doctor comes and talks to me and we design my.
Like, oh, you wanted more hair. You wanted more hair.
Like, it feels like if you touch it, it would just like explode.
Yes.
Like yeah. It's like a water balloon. Like it's like. You need to treat it like yeah. It should have armor over it.
Or at the very least,
something.
Yeah, it would like jiggle. Like yeah, if there you should, pressed it.
It needs to be protected or else it'll just like explode.
Here's the problem. We thought you wanted to make the top of your head 1/3 bigger than the rest of your head. So we didn't even do a hair transplant. We made it a head bigotting.
Did you not want a head bigotting?
We thought it was weird. It was just the top. Somebody, you know,
wait, were
silly
you in,
us.
Were you in room 237 or 273? Oh, I'm in 237.
The guy with
oh,
the...
273 was getting the head bigotting. We mixed you guys' charts
it's
up.
It's the guy from like American Horror Story with like a pinhead. He's like, my head.
What the fuck?
They get, with, he has an afro. Oh, my head.
Oh, Eric, well, oh, we're 9 away from 100 likes. Come on, people. Like the stream.
I liked it.
Like the stream if you like this big bulbous head that we're looking at.
Yeah. But, yeah, maybe play like some cool music over like do some slow
about everything I need. As you can see, it was my middle, it was my crown and my donut area. And obviously, like, my hairline was actually all right, to be honest. It was literally just mainly.
It doesn't
like,
look all right.
Based on where he had it, now, it doesn't look good.
Put my hairline forward. I know everyone's like, oh, you should have put your hairline forward. However.
Well, it's only that far back because of the giant, forward, bulbous
that's
nature
true.
Of his hair.
Maybe once it, if it ever goes down, maybe it won't. Maybe it'll look better.
Oh, I love they fucked up my hairline. Why is my hairline so far back?
More
it feels like if you're already going to go through all this shit, you might as well just have them fix the fucking hairline.
Or just make your chin bigger. Like, if you well, widen out the chin, yeah. Keep the head the same.
He looks like a guy that can just shave his head and look just fine.
Yeah, true. Well, unless that's what his head always looks like. And
oh,
that's why he's
shit.
No, can't
be. Supposed to be more around under the band.
Well, he's acting like everything's normal.
That's right. He's not, like, really addressing it at all.
So, Groff is 2 hairs. So, 4,000. I got 4,000 grafts done. So that means 8,000 hairs that's been put in implanted.
How much is 1,000?
So,
have you ever seen
more grafts?
Man who evolved to survive car crash.
No.
Google that really quick. There's this thing. It was from like 10 years ago. It was like a college did a fake study on like here's what we think humans would look like if they evolved to survive car crashes. That's kind of what this guy's head looks like.
Oh, yeah. Human evolved. I have seen this picture. I didn't know what this was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's kind of like this guy. I can't remember what they called. They gave him a name. It's like Grant or something.
Homunculus one.
But like, yeah, it's just like, that's what this guy's head looks like.
I love. So what, to survive, you just have to be like really big and fat
well,
to
like,
survive
well,
a car crash?
They're not technically fat. It's like, it's almost like built-in airbags. Like oh, the skeleton yeah. is smaller and then the head is big to protect the brain and like your eyes are recessed so that they don't get like glass in them. And then like your limbs can bend both ways so that like they're less likely to break a bone because your arm will bend
the elbow
just make both
the,
ways.
They should make the car out of this guy.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, why don't they do that?
Why don't they, make the car out of this
why don't
guy?
They just build the houses out of this guy in California so they don't burn up?
Problem solved, ladies and germs.
Yeah, I just want people to keep dying in car crashes, please.
The top of my head. To bring it down to like lower.
I'm really scared
hairline,
he's gonna touch his head by accident.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
The chat is saying that guy's him.
And I don't. Yeah, right. He is him.
I really feel like he needs to take that fucking headband off.
This guy is a him candidate too, dude, with the head.
I feel like if you take the headband off, it just like and it just goes
I feel
back
like
to normal.
He takes the headband off, and then yeah, like his whole, the rest of his body just it does turn into yeah. guy who evolved to survive a car crash.
Well, no, you know when people and little
he
kids
takes it off and it's like a waterbed. It's like
remember when you were a little kid and kids would like put rubber bands on their fingers like way too tight and
yes,
it would like turn purple, but it like get really really big because the blood would go in and not come out. That feels
one
like that's what
like,
he's doing. It's like take the fucking thing off, dude. You've left it on for too long.
We're one like away.
One
Mike,
like away.
On
let's go.
I don't even have the YouTube app. It's
because I wanted to see what I look like bald. I've never seen myself.
Yeah, this guy's Himothy.
I've always had hair. You know what I'm saying? Even if
yeah, that, the
long
car crash
hair,
guy's
like
him. This
here.
Is Himothy.
This guy's gooning in Ohio for sure. He's skibbity toilet.
Yeah, call Max, ask him.
Can't lie, no homo. I actually looked, you know,
does
what I'm
Max
saying?
Have like good, a cool Gen Z haircut?
What do you even decide? He looks fine haircut. Bald. Why did he do this?
Why did he say no homo? And he said no homo.
He says
for
no
that?
Homo. I look good bald.
Do you have to say no homo when you're complimenting yourself?
You're a, if you're a man.
Fair enough.
Pause. Jim.
Ayo!
Jim, pause.
Yeah. I used to be like down here. Can't lie. No homo. I actually looked, you know what I'm saying, good bald. You know what I'm saying? Cut all off. And then, yeah. That's when they start to inject you with anesthesia. I can't lie. I thought they was going to give me just one injection. Yo, they were just injecting me. And as
maybe
it was,
that's
like,
why it looks like that. There's so much anesthesia in his head.
Just
like
yeah, a, just balloons up.
Yeah.
Like a balloon just going like that. I could feel it. And then after a while, I just stopped feeling it. And they injected me in my hairline. And then that's it. That's when they started doing the surgery. The surgery, I probably started about like 9:15. And then
this is what happens when you don't drink all the blue
so
shit they give you before surgery.
I was so tired. I finished at 12:45, had lunch. You know what I'm saying? I only had apples, two apples and an apple juice. And that's
a couple
it.
Tanks of helium. A couple thousand kilos of helium.
After that.
And then just the usual.
Medication that you have to take. Obviously, as you can see, the swelling
the
on my head. Yeah, that's it. They just go through everything of what you can do and what you can't do.
Now I can and, hear people's thoughts.
That was it, really. Easy, man.
It looks
easy.
Like somebody,
guys,
like, they're
wanna,
muffin top, like when they wear pants that are too small.
Yes.
But it's your head.
Yeah, he's got that sweet muffin top. Someone just wants to lick it.
Yeah, somebody got on his brain. And he said, air thing.
I got you, man. Like, I'm not one of these guys that are like, oh, hair transplant, and don't share the thing. Like, I will share the thing with you. I will talk to you about everything. You know what I'm saying? If you have any, like, doubts, anything, just shout me, okay? It's your boy, K-Flex. Have a good day, man. Peace
hell
out.
Hell yeah, K-Flex. Oh, my God, Eric, fuck. I can't believe I forgot. I meant to play it earlier. I forgot that we got part two of Fuck Jake Perry. I meant to play it, and then we got caught. I got caught up in the stupid interviews of his. But
we got caught up with 102 likes.
Hell yeah! Thank you for the likes, everybody. We like likes now.
I didn't actually realize there was more Jake Perry.
Yeah, you've been saying that for like 2 years.
Yeah. Fuck. I should have played this earlier. My bad.
Oh, it's a song.
Yes, it's the follow up to where the fuck is? Oh, there you are. The follow-up to the Eric's Fuck Jake Perry, the diss track. My bad. Let's hear it. I think this has got bubbles on the track.
Hi, Eric from Tigard, Oregon. Sorry I didn't see this message sooner. It went into my chump folder. Jim and them uploaded my entire movie. If you had made a documentary and someone uploaded it without your permission, you would probably have done the same as I did.
A bubble in Europe.
Now, real quick, to explain that, it's another thing I should have talked about when we were talking about boxing Jake Perry to a permanent end, is he did reply to Eric, and he called us Jim and them as a burn.
Oh, I still don't understand
that's
it.
That's good. That's good.
Because we're they thems. He's calling us trannies, basically.
Yeah. Like pronouns.
Yeah.
Like that guy you touched. He's like, oh, I'm a lady.
But yeah, he called us Jim and them. And he said that, oh, he didn't see the message at first because it was in his chump folder, calling him a chump.
Hi, Eric from Tigard, Oregon. Sorry I didn't see this message sooner. It went into my chump folder. Jim and them uploaded my entire movie. If you had made a documentary and someone uploaded it without your permission, you would probably have done the same as I did.
A bubble in E-Rock production.
Have a nice day.
Yeah. It's E-Rock in the booth. I feel really bad today. I need to apologize to Jake Perry because I did him so wrong on that last track. You know what I mean? So, turn me up in the headphones. I gotta say something. Yo.
Fuck Jake Perry. 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 Fuck Jake Perry.
Real quick, Kim Gomez in the chat. Is this AI? No, this is not AI. This is homegrown. This is homegrown. Human.
It sounds too good to be real.
Yeah, it's human made.
Although this is what Bubble sounds like because she's in an iron lung.
Shitty like a burnout sissy, sucking off a dried out Hollywood titty. You try to get a boner, it takes all night.
Jim, they, them, you wouldn't understand.
Hell no.
Unlike Feldman,
where does Bubbles come in?
Right? The boys, they just stay the hell away from that throat. Yeah. Rest in peace, Corey Haim.
All right,
glad he berated you. Stick that in your junk folder. We degraded you.
Buried him.
Jump folder.
I think this is like a future remix where there. I don't think there's an Eric verse, or am I wrong?
Yeah, no, I don't think there's an Eric verse.
He just does the hook. That's smart. Outsource the verse. Yeah, sounds like Gex.
Or, it does have traces of Gex.
Just because it's like a squeaky
you're
voice.
Fuck everything up. Pull the trigger, you pussy. Just pull the fucking trigger.
I think that's from his audiobook.
What scene was that? Was that when did that happen? It was like
Bubba sent me a ton. I have a ton of clips from his audiobook that we'll have to go through.
I can't believe we've never really delved into the audiobook.
Well, it's funny. We've had his book forever, but we never like
you never read
one
it.
Time we flipped
why
open
would
to a
we?
Page. Yeah.
Well, every now and
why
then,
on
every,
earth?
Every a couple times a year, we pull it out and flip to a page, and it's the most insane thing we've ever read. It's yeah. The most Corey thing we ever read. He's like immediately talking about himself and how someone else is ruining something. Or something.
Yeah, well, no, he also talks about, I mean, we did fact check his remembering when he was 3 years old going to his commercial or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But no, thank you. Thank you for making the diss track. I love that. I mean, we have a great community. We always come together, but we can come together even better when we have a common enemy in Jake Perry / Corey Feldman. And yeah, like he has no other recourse but to make a response track. If he doesn't, then he's a worthless sack of shit.
Well, then he's not gonna make a response track.
Yeah, fuck Jake Perry part 2 of many.
Fuck Jake
could
Perry.
Be more parts to come in the future, because you know it's just because the show ends doesn't mean that fuck Jake Perry ends. It's yeah. Fuck Jake Perry till the grave.
Yeah, Cat Smiley till the grave, till the permanent end.
Although maybe he can come on the show. We could just hash it out.
Yeah, fourth mic.
Someone hit him up on Instagram. Just let him know he should come on the show. We're fair. We won't yell at him or talk shit. We'll just have a normal conversation.
Yeah, maybe no, they shouldn't hit him up on Instagram. But I don't know. Maybe
I mean, don't harass him. I'm just legitimately saying.
I don't think we need
more strikes.
I
stand by the fact that we have never.
No, we don't want to harass him.
We've never even tried to communicate with them. They keep doing things to us. And
true.
We talk about them a lot.
Yes.
But we never in any way ever try to like go after them or address them or make them aware of anything we're doing or saying. They keep wandering into our lane. We always stay out of theirs. And I think that we should continue to stay out of theirs.
Yeah, but unless if he wants to come on the show, we just hash it out because we got this will they, won't they thing going back and forth.
We're Zach and Kelly.
Yeah, where, you know, we just, we throw, like I said at the beginning of the show, we throw a couple jabs. Next thing I know, he's taking it a certain kind of way, going to YouTube and complaining.
Well, how about this? We call Max Landis and see what he thinks of Jake Perry.
Yes, friend of the show, Max Landis.
We find out what Max Landis thinks of Jake Perry.
Disgraced like screenwriter, Max Landis.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Yeah.
Consider this dismaying
observation. And we also call Riff Raff's old manager and see what he thinks we should do.
Oh, yeah.
We call him and ask him what he thinks we
Max
should do.
Max Albert.
Max Albert, what do you think we should do with the whole Jake Perry controversy?
Yeah, do you know, Max Albert, do you know Jake Perry? LA's Jake Perry? We must have Max Albert's number around here somewhere. Max
it's
Albert.
Written down somewhere. Oh, yeah, Max Albert. Here it is. Behind the picture frame.
Tattooed on Jim's chest.
Well, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm gay.
Had to fucking do it to him. There was no choice but to do it to him. The only thing we know how to do is
long
do it
the episode,
to him.
We started on time and everything.
Kinda, we're a little late. We're about 15 minutes late still.
That doesn't count.
But we do tend to go like 3.5 hours now for the most part, even when we start late. Favorite part of the show?
Trying to think what made me laugh the most. Probably, what was the first part? I love the saga of slowly losing Jake Perry and just following James Green and or Jason Green and Johnny Chicago.
Trying to figure out what part of town Johnny Chicago lives in was fun.
Privately doxing that guy, Mike's shorts joke.
That's fucking stupid.
The fuck Jake Perry part two. Got to give it up for that. Let me think. What else? Oh, of course, the Sour Party trailer. Wow, that movie looks great. Go on Git's always a favorite. You gotta love a Go on Git.
Yeah, you bring back the old classic.
And shout out to everyone hanging out with us on this fine Friday. You Hell love yeah. to see it every week.
Thank you so much.
It's much appreciated.
All 800 of you.
Yeah. Shout outs. Now 300. Damn, everyone knows the show's over. So they all left.
You know what I don't care about? People leaving, because all they're doing, Jim, is they're leaving because they're closing YouTube.com and they're going to Patreon.com/Jim and Them.
Yes.
Because they are checking out the Patreon account for Jim and Them, where we've got all sorts of bonus extra content. I believe when we were talking about the Goonies stuff, I mentioned that we had a rebooty call for Goonies. I forgot that is one of the shows in the free tier.
Oh, nice.
So I mentioned it. Even if you are not a part of the Patreon, go join the Patreon in a free tier. Yes, we have a free tier where there's a bunch of shows that you can listen to get an idea of what the Patreon is all about. If you like what you hear, you can join formally. But if you heard me mention, hey, we have a rebooty call of Goonies, which I re-listened to and I forgot. We did a very, very good job on that.
Nice.
You can listen to that among other free shows that I handpicked that I think are all very good and representative of the Patreon as a whole. If you like them, join. The Patreon is a great place to hear great extra things from us. Yeah, boys. Jim, what do we got up there for people right now?
Mike and I's top 10 of 2024, top 10 movies of 2024 is now available on the Patreon. That's a Watch This episode where we discuss our favorite films of last year. You can pair that up with earlier this month. We talked about films that we're looking forward to of this year, 2025. That's also available. What else? What was the movie? I always forget the movie commentary. Oh, Craven?
Yeah.
We watched Craven in 1.5.
Yeah.
So you don't have to waste so much time watching Craven, but you get to watch it with your boys.
Oh, yeah, we did watch it in 1.5.
And I have a great idea for a new video we can upload, Love Left 2.5, and we play the album at 2.5 speed. That'd be another Corey thing we could own.
There was something else I put up. What was it?
Was it an intervention?
Oh, there's a new CSI.
That
went up last week. Caddy Studs Investigations. We discussed the tandem serial killers, Leonard Lake and Charles Ng, their torture murders.
That was a fun one.
There's also a video version of that as well, if you want to just watch along.
Well, and we always say it's true crime, but for base MAGA chuds.
Yes. It's the wokest true crime meme cast
it's not for that fat you've ever ladies, heard. It's for base MAGA chuds.
And that's just a small taste. That's just the past few weeks. All available, patreon.com/JimAndThem.
If you end up listening to the top 10 movies, tell us what your top movies are. We've had a couple of people put them up there, and that's always fun to see. I like seeing that.
Yeah, share. Share with the class.
Jim, what would happen if someone were to then, after leaving our YouTube channel and typing in patreon.com/JimAndThem, what if they were to leave that website, open a new tab, and put in showswithjuno.com?
Oh, my God. I host a television podcast with Jacob Burrows. We just released an episode this week talking the new season of Severance. Severance is back. Apple TV's one popular show because no one has Apple TV.
I do, and every once in a while I watch something on it, but I'll never more than one episode, then I forget.
I have Snapple TV, but it's just a bunch of fun facts.
Nice. But Severance is an awesome show, so you can hear Jacob and myself discuss a bit of season one as we're refreshing our memories from 3 fucking years ago.
It's been 3 years?
Yep.
Wow.
And we also discuss the end of Skeleton Crew and what we thought of that. And some other stuff. That's just the latest episode, but there's more to more where that came from at showswhatyouknow.com.
Wow, fantastic. Jeff, I need you to fill me in on the comedy world of Las Vegas. I oftentimes, when you're not around, claim that I am a stand-up comedian in Las Vegas, and I just tell everybody the stuff you tell me. So I need you to give me some more.
Well, I'm gay, y'all. Balls in my face. I like ass cheeks. Just follow Jeff X Murphy on Instagram for the best story in the game. Any info on whatever local show I'm doing if you happen to be in town. And, you know, hit me up and I'll give you Mike's address.
Or get a Christmas card from me, because my address is on the envelope of every single one of them.
You know how to do a return address?
Yeah. Because if they get returned, I want to be able to send them back again.
Okay. Mm. That's not where he lives. That's a decoy. Yeah, I know where he really lives.
Yeah, Jeff knows where my real place is.
The dump. No, but yeah, Jeff X Murphy on Instagram. Just follow that.
Hell yeah.
My endorsement this week is very, very easy. I am a Dynasty Warriors apologist, and there's a new Dynasty Warriors game called Dynasty Warriors Origins. And if you don't like Dynasty Warriors games, this might be the one for you, but if you do, it's also for you. This game's for everybody. Give it a shot. Try it out. If you don't know what I'm talking about, get fucked. Go fuck yourself. this isn't for you. That's my endorsement. Dynasty Warriors Origins. Play it. It's a great game.
Dynasty Warriors Origins? What about Dynasty Warriors Third Origins, and it's just right?
Ooh.
It's the first two.
Oof.
Well, I'm Jim.
And we're there.
We're out.
We're out.